You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
Yesterday, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced a plan to increase paid parental leave to 22 weeks by July 2018 and 26 weeks by 2020. The bill will be introduced to Parliament tomorrow and is expected to pass with the support of New Zealand First and the Greens. The Human Rights Commission have welcomed the decision, while Business New Zealand has raised concerns about small businesses having trouble retaining staff after taking time off. This morning I spoke to Dr. Jackie Blue, Equal Opportunities Commissioner for the Human Rights Commission, about why they support paid parental leave being increased and her take on the criticism.
It's good for mothers, and particularly it's very good for babies as far as their health goes and development goes, and really important for bonding, and it will actually help support getting strong families.
If there are so many benefits to come out of it, why was this initially taken off the table, do you think?
Oh, you mean when it was vetoed by the former government? We'd have to ask them. I think it was a financial reason that they vetoed it. But I'm pleased that it was picked up by opposition parties and is now part of government policy and about to go through Parliament, I think today or tomorrow.
And you also raised an interesting point that it's important that parenting is still supported by fathers. Is this helps to decrease the gender pay gap? Is that a factor?
Oh.
So how do you think these two things need to interact?
Well, I think this was the first thing to get the 6 months paid parental leave for women in New Zealand. It's the World Health Organization gold standard, and we've been lagging behind, so it's good to get that on track. By 2020, the next thing that needs to happen is that men need to have their own paid parental leave in their own right, as many Nordic countries are doing, and they has worked well and is well received. And that's because men need to take up their share of child rearing and unpaid work. In actual fact, the men who are taking paid parental leave love it. They want to do it. They want to take part in bringing up their children. It's good for children. They see gender equality being normalised, and it's good on so many levels. It's good for them as employees. They're more satisfied, more productive when they go back to work. It's just good all around.
I could imagine as a father you'd feel like you're missing out if you're at work.
Exactly. And the men this day and age do want to take part. They are missing out. They don't want to carry on those normal stereotype roles when men go out, earn the money, and women stay at home, bring up the children. They really want to do their fair share.
So I saw that Business New Zealand has come out with a bit of criticism that small businesses might be put in a difficult position where staff don't return after 26 weeks. Do you see this as being an issue?
Look, it happens now with 18 weeks. Women will make a decision that's different from what they thought of before they took time off. They may find they really want to spend much longer with their child and be prepared to take unpaid leave for that. So, or they feel that when they do return to work, they won't return to the work that they originally came to. They may want to go to a different type of work, part-time or whatever. So it's happening now anyway at 18 weeks. So I think the comment was made, it may be easier for employers to find someone to do their job for 6 months as opposed to the current 18 weeks. We can't preempt what women are going to do once they actually are at home with their new baby, and obviously they can change their minds.
So you don't really see it as being a bigger problem than the issues that come up now?
It's already happening now. It's already happening now.
And in terms of the Equal Pay Act, you've also come out supporting that this is good, that this is being readdressed. What were the main issues that you had with the original legislation?
Nothing's been passed. It's been proposed. It's gone through first reading, but the bill that was tabled at Parliament and that had gone through first reading was flawed. It wasn't true to the joint working group principles, which were agreed by business, union and government, which if they had followed that, it would have been amazing legislation. The principles said quite clearly there had to be equitable access for women to make a pay equity claim. So women, no matter what job they were in, they would be able to easily access labour market details to analyse if their claim had merit. They'd be able to analyse and go back and find historical data to confirm their pay claim had merit. They'd be able to get legal advice. Now, for women who are part of a union, that isn't a problem. The union will do those claims on behalf of them. But for individual women or small groups who are not in a union, that would be impossible. The bill that was tabled in Parliament did not address that. And there also, And also there was the bill had a hierarchy of comparators. The Joint Working Group was silent on this. They couldn't agree amongst themselves what if there should be male comparators, so they were silent. And the government added in a principle that when assessing a pay equity claim, that a male comparator had to be used within that particular work site that had to be checked out of that. So they couldn't find a suitable male comparator, they had to go within the industry, and if that couldn't be worked out, they had to go to the wider labour market. And the concern was that could be challenged at every step, could be very protracted, and the claim would not go anywhere. So, but and also I think the current bill can be improved. It is currently a complaint-based system where a woman has to go to her employer and say, look, I think I've been underpaid. And for many women, that may be very difficult. There may be a power imbalance between the employer and the worker, and they feel they can't go to the employer and ask that or state that for a whole variety of reasons. The issue is that we would like to see a positive duty of care for employers. So it's not the woman's responsibility to go to the employer and say, I've got an issue with pay equity here. We would like the employer to have this positive duty to actually go and check that their employees are paid fairly in the first place. And the second thing, there's no mechanism for pay transparency. Women have got no idea if they are being underpaid. There's no mechanism to check that.
So basically, yeah, it's just a bit too complicated, and it should be really up to employers to look at whether they're being a fair organisation rather than a case-by-case basis with employees.
I think the complaint-based system is probably the most important point, because if they are checking and doing checks and audits regularly, they will see if one group is lagging behind as far as work ethic responsibility goes to ensure that they are paid fairly.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.